Lyons from Minnesota Military Radio, live from the Emery Grove Heights Community Center and the Emery Grove Heights Armory, with a special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. And joining me for this first hour will be Secretary of State Mark Ritchie. But before we start, we'd like to get a message from the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain, Major Buddy Wynn.
This is Chaplain Buddy Wynn with the Minnesota National Guard. 2 decades after World War I, the United States passed legislation to have a legal holiday each November 11th, honoring veterans who served in that war. This holiday is more than a chance to save money on furniture, take a day off from work, or get a deal on a new car. Our service members have deployed overseas by the hundreds of thousands in just the last 10 years, and when they leave, their families struggle with fears of their loved ones never returning. When they return from war, they carry terrible memories and broken hearts for those who suffered and died. They wear awards like the Purple Heart for war injuries suffered during battle, and sometimes struggle with the memories of all the evil and death and danger they've been exposed to. In some cases, post-traumatic stress and physical pain from injuries is debilitating. So for our war veterans, a national holiday is hardly enough to show our gratitude and respect. While we can't undo anything that they've been through, what we can do is what Scripture tells us to do, and that's to pray for them and to love them. King David, who commanded armies during times of battle, wrote these words in Psalms chapter 3. O Lord, I have so many enemies, so many are against me. So many are saying God will never rescue him. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You're my glory, the one who holds my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Some may question how God can allow the tragedies witnessed in war. This much is true. Murder and strife came with the fall of mankind. Cain killed Abel, and wars fill the pages of Scripture. But despite the evil deeds of mankind, God still showers people with love and has promised good to those who call on him in times of trouble.
Thank you, Chaplain Wynn. As we said, I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This is our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio from the Emery Grove Heights Armory, where the official state event will happen today at 10 a.m., and there's a free breakfast here from 8:30 to 9:30, so come on out and join us. Mr. Secretary, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you again for your special efforts each and every week to make sure Minnesotans are kept reminded and kept aware of the main and large issues facing both our military servicemen and women, their families, and, of course, our veterans, the special focus of today.
And you're always supporting the veterans, and I see you at all kinds of events, and thanks for coming out so early this morning.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Well, Veterans Day for me actually is a chance to stop and really remember my father, who was a Marine in the Second World War, served in China actually after the war. I think so much about how his service then helped him guide his life, and also the veteran benefit, the ability to go to school, to go to college, which would have been impossible for him, the ability to buy a home, the things that really his service helped guide him. And then, of course, that impacted my life. So today I take a few minutes and really think about my father and think about the other veterans who I know, and then also to be part of ceremonies and special observances around the state. I have a very full day, and it always fills my heart. It gives me those vitamins to get up tomorrow and the next day and to think about all of those folks who've given so much for all of us and our responsibility to give back ourselves as also servants of the public.
Mr. Secretary, it's always nice to see you again. The last time you joined me this early in the morning was Memorial Day this year.
Yes, another excellent program.
And Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 is so great to put us on the air for these special days.
Amen.
But there's a difference. Memorial Day is a day where we recognize those who have died in service to our country, but Veterans Day is the day that we recognize all our veterans for service to country.
Yes, and I think that's an important part of our history, that it came out of that First World War, that armistice. We used to call it Armistice Day. It was a recognition of, you know, what had been the sacrifice of that war. But I think as it evolved, and especially when President Eisenhower made the decision to broaden this and to really have it be in honor of all veterans, that it began to be the possible, you know, the possibility that we would recognize everyone's service. And of course, so many hundreds of thousands in recent time, but millions over our history have served in our nation's military. And today we do take the time to say thank you to all of them, and also to do some special dedications of new memorials and that kind of thing. So I think it plays a special role in our society, and I'm especially thankful that today, November 11th, it also is coinciding with the national holiday. So many people can take the time today on the actual Veterans Day to recognize that service.
Mr. Secretary, we're going to have some fun today a little later in this hour, about 6:45. The governor will join us.
Great.
Commissioner
Shalit
will be here next hour. We've got Senator Klobuchar coming on later, and the Adjutant General will be on.
All-star cast,
and they'll all be here at the Emerald Grove Heights Armory at 10 a.m. today. So come on out for that free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30 and join the program. A lot of dignitaries. We'll talk to them as the day's going.
And that's open to the entire public. We really want people to come out, and so come on down.
Mr. Secretary, what's your schedule for the day?
Well, this morning's program is always the big one of the day because it's the official program, but it's also kind of the heart and soul of it. But I'll go right away up to Becker, Minnesota. We have a special program in the state sponsored by our Department of Military Affairs and Veterans Affairs to honor companies, agencies, and towns and cities who make commitments and meet those commitments to do special attention to our soldiers and those serving in the military and their families. So it's called the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program. And Becker, Minnesota is our newest, and today we'll have a very special ceremony. And then from there, I'll go up to our Veterans Hospital in St. Cloud. Sometimes our greater Minnesota, our outstate regions, don't get as much attention, but there's very, very important programs happening in all our veterans' homes around the state and at our Veterans Hospital. And I always look forward, both Memorial Day and Veterans Day, to get up to St. Cloud and really show my support and be part of that honoring of our veterans in the central Minnesota region.
Another busy Veterans Day for you, Mr. Secretary, and thanks for joining us first thing this morning. Once again, we're broadcasting live today from the Emerald Grove Heights Armory, which is where the official program will be at 10 a.m. this morning, free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, a.m. 11:30. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting live this morning from the Emerald Grove Heights Armory, which will be the site of the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day event at 10 a.m. this morning. There'll be a free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Mr. Secretary, some of the weekday listeners might not know, Minnesota Military Radio has been on the air for 3 years now. We just had our third anniversary. Can be heard at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 and 17 other stations around the state.
And online,
they can hear the podcast anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. And if they go to that website and check the About Us page, they can find a listing of all of those radio stations outstate that carry the show and all the important messages that we carry out there about the military in Minnesota, veterans benefits from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Yellow Ribbon programs.
Well, and very special programs you always do on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, much longer, much more in depth. And I think those are real keepers for the long term.
Great stuff. And then, of course, we get a chance to get some of our heroes, some of our friends and neighbors that served in the military, and get them on the air and tell their stories.
Well, this is so important now, especially because, of course, with each passing day, each passing week, we're losing our Second World War veterans and some of our Korean War veterans. So getting those stories firsthand and really being able to, very directly connect with that part of our history, those who have made history in this nation, is so important.
And, of course, we've had Jerry Kaiser on a few times with his honor flights.
Yeah, and, it's great. Jerry and others with the honor flight program have had the honor to be part of that for quite a while. But there's a very special movie that there was made to kind of capture that spirit of those veterans and that whole honor flight, taking our World War II veterans out to Washington to see the memorial. And it's being shown right this minute in some commercial theaters up in Hermantown at the Marcus Lakes Theaters. There's a whole bunch of showings coming up the next couple days, and Elk River Cinema is also carrying that Honor Flight movie, so I strongly urge your listeners to check in with those or just go to Honor Flight's the movie, and you can find out if it's showing in a theater near you.
For those that just joined us, I'm Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Emerald Grove Heights Armory, which is going to be the official site of the Minnesota Veterans Day event today at 10 a.m. with a free breakfast, 8:30 to 9:30. Come on out and join us. My co-host the first hour this morning is Minnesota Secretary of State Mark Ritchie. Likes to get up on these special holidays and join me on the radio.
Absolutely.
And a little later in the hour, we're going to have a chance to talk to the governor.
Fantastic. And, you know, I know he'll be at a number of events and participating today, so it'll be good to get his perspective. But I also know you're going to have some other special guests later in the hour.
We are. My co-host for the second hour will be Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And third hour, we had a really special co-host, is Mike McElhenney, who is one of our current veterans, is going to tell us about Afghanistan and his time over there. And then, of course, we're going to have Senator Klobuchar and the Adjutant General of the state of Minnesota on to end up the show in the 8 o'clock hour.
Fantastic.
Mr. Secretary, we want to talk a little bit about World War II. We mentioned the honor flights. I know that there was an honor flight that went out there during the government shutdown, and there's another one coming up in a couple of months. You can find those on Jerry's honor flight site. But it seemed like quite an affair. The honor flights were going to Washington, D.C., and the memorials were closed off.
Well, I think the thing that's been so important about the honor flights is that it took our nation so many decades before we actually completed that memorial to our World War II veterans. We had our Korean, we had our Vietnam, but we had not done that fantastic memorial there on the Mall. So once it was completed, we realized that there were thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of World War II veterans who might never get to see it. And so the honor flight was born out of that desire to make sure every single World War II veteran, of course, there's no cost to them. It's all done in their honor. And but that whole time lag before we as a nation really built that memorial, I think, has put a underline on that. So keeping that memorial open, you know, as you used to say, hell or high water, and to make sure that every single World War II veteran around the country knows about honor flights, knows there's a way that they can get out there. Yes, many are older, but many can still get around, and it's such an important thing, whether it's by honor flight or going with family or taking the train or bus or fly or drive, whatever you can do to go and see that very, very solemn and very, very honorable memorial there is so important for everyone who served in that Second World War or who were influenced in their lives by a veteran of that that World War.
Mr. Secretary, that's a beautiful memorial for the World War II veterans. It was a shame to see that it was partially closed or the guys couldn't get in, but they found a way.
Yeah, usually veterans find a way.
And I don't know if you've been over there at night, but the Korean War Memorial, especially at night, the way they have the soldiers lit up from
And I think the faces on those individual soldiers at that Korean War Memorial are perhaps the most powerful of all of those images that we have there in Washington. And I've been there very late at night, and just the veterans from that war who are there with their children, their grandchildren, other loved ones, I think they see in those faces that remarkable representation just how, you know, intense and in some ways, in many instances, how horrific that conflict was and how much service and how much sacrifice was made. So that's it's pretty close to that Second World War Memorial, and all of the honor flights typically go both to the Second World War Memorial and to their the Korean and the Vietnam Wall, which is right next to it.
And the Vietnam Wall is a tough thing to take for us Vietnam guys. But the Korean War veterans, this is a great day to talk about them. They say it's sometimes referred to as the Forgotten War.
Absolutely.
But it was a particularly brutal war, cold. I mean, it was just a terrible, terrible time. But some of our people don't realize that off the shores of Korea during the Korean War, we had seven aircraft carriers.
Yes, and so many people served there. As you mentioned, so many people died there. And also, we've had a military presence there for all of these decades since. So this was not only a kind of a continuation, if you will, of the conflicts that had been brewing and building during the Second World War, but it's also shaped our foreign policy ever since. And I do think in the last couple of years have been important new books, more coverage in the media. But I think as a nation, we are only now beginning to really try to understand and to honor that service. Our honor flights right now are just Second World War, but there's discussion right now about how do we begin to shift gears to expand, to begin to include those Korea-era veterans as well. So I think perhaps as a nation we will begin to understand and to focus on that a little bit more.
Mr. Secretary, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about today's veterans and some absentee voting and a couple other issues with you. And then following that, we'll have the governor on. We're broadcasting live today from the Inver Grove Heights Armory, which is going to be the site of the official Veterans Day event at 10 a.m. today. Come on out and join us for the free breakfast, 8:30 to 9, and then listen to all our dignitaries out here talk about all the veterans that have done such a great job serving our country, risking their lives to protect our way of life. This is Tom Lyons with a special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us.
This is Up and At 'em with Jack and Ben on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Welcome back to this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting live from the Inver Grove Heights Armory. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. I'm here with Secretary of State Mark Ritchie. This is going to be the site of the official Veterans Day event. Starts at 10 o'clock a.m. this morning, and there's free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. And Mr. Secretary, I don't know if I believe that weather thing. It's a pretty nice day for Minnesota. Come on out.
Oh, I know. And also out here, it's going to be a warm breakfast and a warm greeting for our veterans here in Inver Grove Heights. It's out, you know, out by the airport. It's not that far away from most folks. So we strongly urge anybody in the Twin Cities regions to come on down for this very special official program. Breakfast at 8:30, 9:30, and the program starts at 10.
Yeah, they can come out and see the governor and the adjutant general and the commissioner and the senator and some congressmen and learn some good things about our veterans today. And Mr. Secretary, we want to talk a little bit about today's veterans and some of the things that are going on for
Absolutely.
Them.
Today there'll be a lot of different events around the state honoring them, but there are a couple things that we wanted to remind folks. Veterans who served in a combat zone or in a hazardous duty zone on or after January 1st of 2010 qualify in Minnesota for a very special tax credit. About 3,000 service members have applied for that credit last year. We think there's a lot more who deserve that, who have that as a potential benefit. What they get is about $120 for each month served in hazardous duty zone or combat zone. There's information on the website of Minnesota Department of Revenue. It's a form called the M99. We strongly urge people to do that. The other thing is that our soldiers are often mobilized or in active duty someplace. Others serving in our regular guard, our regular reserve, or active duty. They're available for very special services to help make sure they can vote. There are online services for at the Minnesota Department, the Secretary of State's office website. You can find out information about being able to apply for your absentee ballot online. There's special information about ways you can get that ballot through electronic transmission. There's just a lot of things that make it especially easy for anyone serving in our nation's armed forces to make sure you're registered properly and can vote. That's just www.sos.state.min. And if you want to just Google Minnesota Secretary of State's office, right there under elections, vote veterans, there's a lot of good information there for our active duty for those in military families.
I would guess you know a few things about that, Mr. Secretary.
And we have done a great deal in the last few years working with the legislature, working with the governor. We've made some laws that used to make it just harder. You know, absentee voting actually started during the Civil War. President Lincoln was worried that soldiers who supported him weren't going to be able to vote back home. And he had that tough re-election right in the middle of that war. And so states around the country enacted for the first time that ability for our soldiers and others serving in the military to go through the mail. Or they even sent out some special people to gather ballots from soldiers, because often our soldiers or others in the military were serving in units from their hometown. So the origins of absentee voting, which all of us can enjoy, and especially in the modern era, many people do, comes from those serving in military service back in that early Civil War days.
Mr. Secretary, I want to get back to this tax credit for just a minute. I think we all know that members of the Minnesota National Guard have been deploying by the thousands since September 11, 2001. And this particular tax credit applies to anyone who's deployed, and it's so much money per month. We all know, I think, some veterans who have deployed from the Minnesota National Guard. Give them a call. Ask them if they've filed for this tax credit, because there are a couple of thousand of them that haven't applied yet.
Absolutely, and including our reserve and some active duty. And, you know, if you're not certain, it's worth just finding out. I think the average claim was over $600 per claim. So this is like real money at a time when families really need it. So I agree with you. You know, talk to your family members. Maybe bring it up at church or some other place where you're at, saying, hey, veterans in the room, if you were serving in a combat zone or in hazardous duty after 2010, maybe there's a tax credit available to you. Check out that Minnesota Department of Revenue website or give them a call. Find out if you do qualify.
And, Mr. Secretary, we have to go to break, but when we come back, your boss is calling in.
Fabulous.
When we come back, Governor Dayton will join us. And as I said, later on this morning, he'll be here at the Invergrove Heights Armory for the special State of Minnesota Veterans Day event at 10 a.m., free breakfast from 8:30 to 9. When we come back, we'll be back with Governor Dayton and talk about Veterans Day and a few of those issues. This is Tom Lyons, host of special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. We're on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and podcasts can be heard online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. This is Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Up and At 'Em with Jack and Ben on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Welcome back to our special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting live from the Invergrove Heights Armory, which is going to be the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day event at 10 o'clock this morning. The free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Great weather this morning for Minnesotans. Come on out and join us. My co-host this hour has been Secretary of State Mark Ritchie. And Mr. Secretary, we're now joined by your boss, Governor Dayton.
No, I'm not his boss. The people of Minnesota are both our bosses. He's separately elected in his own right.
Welcome back.
That's why he
handled
all this
to Minnesota Military Radio, sir.
Fault.
Well, we're trying to keep him out of trouble this morning, Governor.
Well, good. I'm glad, Tom.
Thanks for joining us on this Veterans Day, sir. Can you share with us, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Oh, it's a very, very special day to have the opportunity to say thank you to our veterans who risked their lives and put themselves in harm's way all over the world to protect our country and our democracy, our way of life. And literally save the rest of our lives. So it's a day to pay tribute.
Governor, I understand you're going to be out here at the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day ceremony at the Invergrove Heights Armory at 10 o'clock.
I will.
What will you be telling your audience today?
That's a few hours after the two of you have been there. You'll have ringside seats of it. Especially there's not too long on the line right now trying to get in. But
we're handing out tickets, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say just what I said. Today is, I believe it's the 95th, started out as Armistice Day. First one was in 1919, the 1 year to the day after the temporary armistice. It was the beginning of the end of World War One, and that was going to be the war to end all wars, which proved to be a good idea, but a little overly optimistic, unfortunately. And since then, men and women all over this country have answered the call, and some of them gave the utmost. They gave their lives for our freedoms, and so it's an important day to remember all that they've done to make this country great.
Governor, I understand you attended a ceremony last Friday for a new state cemetery in Preston, Minnesota.
There was one. I was not present at that, but there was one there, and we provided the state funds for that, and along with the federal government, and a very important project, which I supported through the bonding process. And so I'm very happy that it's now officially open.
Governor, there are over 300 Minnesota National Guard service members deployed. What do you recommend communities do to support those service members?
Well, the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program has been very, very successful, and well over 150 communities and businesses, colleges have successfully completed that program, and it's really crucial when our heroes come back from serving in Iraq or Afghanistan that we help them reintegrate into society. You know, some of them come back without jobs. That's crucial, providing job opportunities. And some come back with, you know, injuries, both physical and psychic, and it's really crucial that we, you know, recognize that and extend a hand of fellowship, not just on the day they return, which has caused a great celebration, but the next day and the next day and the next month and run along until they've been successfully able to come back and reunite with their family and reunite with society and reunite with a good job. And they certainly deserve all that after what they've done for us.
Well, yes, Governor, you're absolutely right. You know, today the Becker, Minnesota will be our newest Beyond the Yellow Ribbon network here in the state. And I know you've been to a lot of those ceremonies. Maybe share a little bit about what you've seen when you've been out honoring those companies, those agencies, those communities who've gone above and beyond the call of duty to meet those high Beyond the Yellow Ribbon standards.
Well, you've been to a lot of them yourself, Mr. Secretary, and they're very inspiring events because people on a volunteer basis have worked hard to come together and find out what's needed, really come to understand the situation. You know, we don't have an active military base here, so when our soldiers come back, they're on their own. They disperse back into the communities, and you know, their families are there, but their kids are in school and their spouses often work, so you know, it's back to normal for everybody else the next day, and they're still in this zone where they've been under enormous pressures on their life on the line every minute for a year or so, and it's a big adjustment. And so the communities, as a result of the preparation, are aware of that in a way that they weren't before, and aware of their responsibilities to follow up and to make connections and to help make connections depending on what the situation is, and also to help during the time when these heroes are serving overseas. You know, it may be that a spouse needs help shoveling the sidewalk on an icy day or something like that. So it's knowing that people care and that they remember.
We're speaking with Governor Mark Dayton and Secretary of State Mark Ritchie on this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting live from the Emerald Grove Heights Armory, which will be the official site of the State of Minnesota Veterans Day event at 10 a.m. this morning. Governor will be out here along with Commissioner Shalado and the Adjutant General and senators and congressmen, and we invite you all to come out and join. It'll be a free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Governor Dayton, this is a special day, Veterans Day, where we thank veterans for their service. But on all the rest of the days of the year, what can Minnesotans do to support veterans and those that are in uniform?
Well, you're right, Tom. You know, Veterans Day really should be every day, because we should extend this gratitude and recognition on every day. And you know, I think the employment now is a big challenge for some. And you know, somebody comes back after having the job for a year, year and a half, and some have multiple deployments over the war zones, and they come back and they leave their job as serving our country militarily and don't have another job. There's really something terribly unfair about that. So I think the most important thing we can do, well, I'd say two. One is just helping on the personal level, according to the needs of the injuries of whatever kind and disruptions, and help people mend themselves and their lives back together. And then secondly, help them find good jobs and promote them. They've already proven that they're incredible people who can perform under enormous pressure and take responsibility and carry it out effectively. So they're great people to hire to make a company even more successful, and I hope people will take that opportunity.
Governor, we've just got a couple of minutes left, but I know that you've had many, many opportunities to connect with veterans and hear their stories and talk about some of the incredible things that our fellow Minnesotans have done. Can you share one of those events or stories with us?
Well, I believe today is going to be a feature story this evening on a newscast about the new chief of police at Howard Lake, Minnesota, who was serving in the active military in the Army and was otherwise would not have been able to take the necessary test to qualify for a chief of police. He was from another state, except the Minnesota legislature, to his credit, changed the law last spring so that he could take that test while he was still in service, and therefore he could go without a gap in employment from military service to being the chief of police. And he's, from all accounts, doing an excellent job, and his family is able to be supported during that time. And he said if it hadn't been for that change in the law, he wouldn't have been able to stay in Minnesota. So that's a great story.
Thank you, Mr. Governor. We're just about out of time. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I'll see you at 10 o'clock.
All right, sir. We're looking forward to seeing you later this morning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Mark.
That was Governor Mark Dayton. He'll be out at the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day event at Inver Grove Heights Armory, where we're broadcasting from this morning for the program, which starts at 10 a.m. with a free breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Mr. Secretary, I don't know where this first hour went, but I want to thank you for joining us so early in the morning.
Thank you so much, and I just want to remind listeners that there's events happening literally everywhere in the state at all the veterans' homes and many schools and high schools, and they can go to the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs website. There's a great schedule there under events, and you can just find something in your area. Thank you again for having us all together.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and that website has been rebuilt recently, and it's easy to use, so you can figure out all the events going on today and figure out where you want to go see and thank our veterans. Coming up in the second hour, we'll be joined by Commissioner Larry Shelto of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs as a co-host for the hour, and we've got a lot of great things we're going to talk about, and later on in the show, we'll have Senator Klobuchar and the Adjutant General Nash on the show. This is Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Broadcasting live from the Inver Grove Heights Armory for Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Please stay with us. We'll be back shortly.